Welcome to another edition of Ask the Fat Doctors with T-Fox.
You know, you guys do have a, you know, just
you could
hard-headed,
say it.
You know, just hard-headed. Oh, I just don't understand nice. You
Thank
sometimes.
You. Right, right.
Yeah, just
right.
don't. Yeah, you can be a little simple.
Just say stupid. You can't say it.
You can be very simple.
You're nice. That's one thing I love about you, T.
Dr. Braxton Cosby.
The sound that they hear after they occlude your artery when that cuff goes up.
Okay, now I really.
After you close it off.
Close it off. Are you talking about when you squeeze the arm?
When not just you squeeze, when the cuff squeezes.
When the cuff squeezes your arm, that's called
it closes off that brachial artery. Occlude.
Occlude. Okay.
Occlude is what that guy did in Waco.
Okay.
Why do you always introduce me last?
And Jamie Dukes.
That was Dr. Dukes. My doctorate, there's no period. It's a dash and a space.
Yes.
So therefore, that way I don't have to worry about getting sued.
Ask the Fat Doctors is powered by the Put Up Your Dukes Foundation.
You know, I had outer body experience where, when I'm working out, I felt...
Oh, Jamie.
How far did you go out of the body?
I mean, like, really out of the body. I mean, just, and telling myself, you got to work out. Fat boy, you got to work out.
You must work out.
Were you outside of your body looking at yourself? Had you moved there?
But
mine is Mike Tyson, actually. He's the guy that motivates me.
Look here, Dukes. You better get your fat butt up right now and start working out. I'm going to punch you in the face.
And welcome to another edition of Ask the Fat Doctors. Jamie Dukes, Dr. Braxton Cosby, Rob Calloway in the house talking about the hot topic of the day. That is Justin Bieber. Is it Bieber?
Well, it's old
Bieber,
news. It's old
Bieber,
news now.
Bieber. Right.
But,
right. Yeah.
You know.
But is it Bieber or Bieber?
Bieber.
Bieber
yes.
got, leave it to Bieber, Cleaver got arrested the other day. And it's so far, I have a theory.
Okay.
I have a theory on this. You know, Miley Cyrus, she started doing this whole sexual
twerk,
all that stuff, because she's transitioning.
Mm-hmm.
So she wanted to transition from the good old wholesome girl.
Oh, yeah.
So she can transition to.
Because the album was done.
Right.
She knew what she said on the album, so she had to transition.
Well,
us
I mean,
all
but even then, just the whole I'm not a kiddie thing anymore,
right.
So now I'm trying to show this. So Bieber, what's his name again?
Bieber.
Yeah, that guy.
Yes.
He trying to transition away from the teeny bopper boy band kid to a thug, the next Eminem. That's my theory.
But, my thing that tripped me out about Bieber is I haven't really heard a song in about 5 years. I mean, how is he still... What is out? I don't know a song that he has done. I know that the Baby, but that was old, right?
What you have to remember is that audience, they still buy CDs. It's our community that goes and buys the bootleg CDs. Like, white people still buy CDs, and especially the teenagers.
So not even CDs, it's downloads now.
They
buy product.
They do buy it.
We bootleg, right.
Exactly.
Because it's funny, I flew back from L.A. with Waka Flocka.
Waka Flocka.
Yeah, Waka
Flocka.
Yes.
And great kid.
It's got a rhyme.
Yeah, really, really nice dude. I say kid. A man, very nice guy. And he was just saying, just telling me how amazed he was at how white people consume his music.
They love his music.
Well, I know, no, that's what I'm saying. But I mean, he was stunned.
That's his audience. Well, believe it or not, that's his
audience. And I got that now.
Mm-hmm.
No, trust me, I got it now. Yeah. I didn't get it then. But because I heard, the largest consumers of hip hop is are Caucasian American. I get that because there's more of them.
Right.
But he was basically saying, you don't understand. This is just crazy. He's still stunned and doesn't understand why. He's whined to the bank. But it was just a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I really do think that because you can't be this stupid.
No.
You really just can't be this stupid.
Well, I don't know because you got to remember now. Remember a couple of months ago, who was it? Keyshawn Johnson went and chased Bieber down because Bieber was speeding through the neighborhood. And then last week, Bieber was called into the police station because he had been egging a neighbor's house. Then he spent $75,000 earlier this week
at
the King of Diamonds.
That's a bad transition.
And he's 19.
How you go from egging somebody's house to the King of Diamonds? That doesn't even make sense.
If you're gonna
change and transition into somebody hard, you can't be throwing eggs at somebody's house.
But you guys are making my point. Ain't none of this hard.
$75,000 King Diamond.
No.
That's a lot of tuition right there.
No, not when you're making that. No, but I'm talking about I'm talking about in the overall scheme of things of where you get your thug credit from.
Yeah. He doesn't have
no throwing eggs at somebody's house. You're getting arrested for that. Okay, technically, yeah, you got a rap
sheet. What you
sheet.
In for? Scrambling.
Exactly. Exactly. Because, see, that's why I think it's all, because of that, that's why I think it's all contrived.
Oh, yeah, the album going to drop. Watch. It's going to be this whole new album. He's going to be wearing black or something like that. Right. And the whole persona is going to be completely
and he
different.
And he's going to have a bunch of the little homies and, like, who's the little dudes that live with him that just are smoking?
I don't know any of those guys. Those are Klingerons. Yeah. Me, I don't know those
people. But they're in the business, and you got all of those guys that are sitting right there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, is he a thug? Can he be qualified as a thug?
He's not even close.
I mean, he got caught with weed in the system, alcohol, and lean.
We call him silly. But he's on the
so
he's
wait
on
a
path.
Now, lean, are you saying the scissor?
Scissor, yeah.
Okay, because, you know, matter of fact, just to show you some disturbing facts about this, too. One, supposedly one in every 10 kids now are.
Yeah, they do that.
Scissor?
Yeah.
Yes. Some form of codeine-based, one in 10.
That's terrible.
It's amazing. And they were talking on the USA Today. I was just reading an article today, as a matter of fact, talking about how kids are just, I mean, you know, and they gave the combination. So it's syrup. It's just the codeine syrup, soda.
Yeah, Sprite.
And Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah.
Come on. Jolly Ranchers?
Yeah, they put the
Jolly Ranchers
in.
Stock went up, man.
Well, they put the Jolly Ranchers what? In so that it'll sweeten up. The drink
coating,
and it'll color it, you know.
That's why they call it purple. So that's what gives it that purple.
Yeah, when they mix the codeine and the Sprite, it gives you a color. But then when you throw the candy in, it, you know.
Craziness.
It's absolutely crazy. But we got an interesting show for you today. And one of the things that we're going to talk about, and I created a word. I'm going to be honest with you.
You always create words.
Yeah.
I do. I'm pretty good at that. Yeah. It's climatizing your life. And effectively what that is things that we do that are regular things in the walk of life that we have that can help us maintain our weight or lose weight. And you're not going to believe what old man winter can do, but you're listening to Ask the Fat Doctors right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Do you have questions about how to manage your weight problem? Do you just want to lose 20 pounds? Do you need to lose 100 pounds? I'm Dr. Braxton Cosby, and I want to tell you about AskTheFatDoctors.com. Log on and submit your excess weight-related questions, and we will guide you to the right weight management solution to get the job done. For those of you who are battling diseases like sleep apnea, breast and prostate cancer, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and other comorbidities, the truth is, excess weight is in many cases a contributing factor. AskTheFatDoctors.com wants to help you. We've assembled an army of the best doctors in the world to get you the answers you need to get that weight off, which may be hampering your quality of life. At AskTheFatDoctors.com, privacy is our motto. Your questions will be submitted in a secure environment, and we will respond directly to you. You have our word on that. So log on to AskTheFatDoctors.com and find the solutions you need to get that excess weight off and fight the diseases of excess weight.
And welcome back to Ask the Fat Doctor. Jamie Dukes, Dr. Braxton Cosby, Rob Calloway in the house, Carla Fields as well. And talking about, and this is the phrase that I created, climatizing your life is basically what I'm talking about. And we talked a few weeks ago, Carla, about some different foods. I want to get into that as well. But there was an interesting article that I saw, I think it was in USA Today, talking about, and Braxton, you're going to have to help me with this, Dr. Cosby. About if you spend enough time going in and out of a cold weather environment, it can help you lose weight or help me out with that.
Your body has to adjust to the different temperature. Anything that you do that makes your body stay active more than just a sedentary person, you're going to help lose weight, quote unquote. So, for example, in and out. So you go from a warm environment, and we're warm-blooded animals, going to cold, then your body's trying to adjust constantly. It's like it's almost like the air conditioner. You know what I mean? So it's on and off, and these systems are just heightened because of what you're trying to do on a daily basis. So because of that, because it's just that heightening of it, you're burning more calories, basically, on a physiological level.
So is that like the steam room to the cold shower type deal?
You could probably get away with doing that as well. I mean, and, you know, to your point, when you're talking about climatizing your life, I would say the big thing that people are doing now is they're starting to eat spicy foods. You're starting to hear about spicy food picking up because that helps – with increasing your metabolism, because again, your body's adjusting to the spice, it's breaking it down, and all these other things are activated at a physiological level.
Is it now, Carla? Because you had a list, and we talked about peppers.
Yeah.
So is it because of the heat of the peppers, or is it the spice?
Well, first I want to talk a little bit about the cold weather.
Uh-huh.
That definitely will speed up your metabolism. Think about water. It's always good to drink it cold, because then you've got the body's got to work harder to warm it up so that it can go to where it needs to go. And we need the water, of course, for the kidneys.
Now, wait. See, I was talking. I heard about wait a minute.
See, you guys. Now let's talk about spice.
One minute it's drink room temperature water, because the cold water will do something to you, to your body. So where are we now?
I'm at the state, just drink water. I'm ready with just drink water. Well, now, I have to have cold water. I can't drink lukewarm water.
Here's the deal on the lukewarm or room temperature water. Basically, it gets to where it needs to go quicker, because you know how if you drink something cold, you get a headache, you get a brain freeze. So what the body has to do is it does have to heat it up before it can actually, you know, circulate throughout the body and feed the body, you know, what it needs in order to cool it down, especially if you're exercising and you're running and all of that. So if you drink some cold water, now let's talk about it from, you know, am I burning more calories just because I drank the cold water versus drinking regular water? Either way, you can drink lukewarm water and it's going to get to where it needs to go. And so therefore, your kidneys are going to operate. And that's the main purpose of water. So you don't end up on dialysis. You need the water. Now, if I'm trying to lose weight and we're talking about what can we do, what are all the little itty bitty things that we can do that will help us to lose weight without having to work out? Because, you know, everybody's trying to get away. They don't want to work out. So here's another thing you can do. Drink some cold water. It is going to have to heat up in your body, and that is going to burn off. It's going to increase your metabolism, which is going to burn off more calories. Now, getting to the spices. The spices are hot, and that's where that cayenne pepper came in, and the lemonade diet, and everybody was on that. Beyonce was on that, and she lost a lot of weight on that.
How long does she stay on it?
I think she stayed on for like 20 days.
Man, she a bad girl.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's hard, but you know what? You're getting kind of sort of what you need, because she's got the, what's that, the sugar part.
Was she using stevia?
No. It's a honey.
Honey.
Oh, she was using honey. Okay.
Yeah, it's honey and cayenne pepper and lemon. So basically, she was getting glucose, which is all everything you eat breaks down into glucose. Mm-hmm. So you're getting. She was getting her carbohydrates. What she didn't get
is protein.
It was a protein. So the danger was something like that. No, it was just straight water.
No, it's that. Yeah, that's.
But it will keep
water,
your energy
honey.
Up. So she was able to continue.
Yeah, she probably had the energy to do.
Yeah, she had the energy from the sugar. Now the only danger in something like that, but she's young, she can get away with it, is that she's losing muscle. When she hits. What was she, 25? I don't know how old she is now, but, you know, let her hit 45 and start doing that stuff. Everything's going to start sagging. You got to make sure that you put protein in if you're going to do that kind of a diet.
Well, I'm going to go even a little bit further on the physiological level. Breaking down all that protein, you know, is going to cause you to go into a state of rhabdomyolysis,
yes,
where your kidneys can't break down. Rhabdomyolysis.
Was that Stallone picture?
That's not Rambo. Not Rambo myelitis. Rhabdomyolysis, where basically you start to get all this protein, the kidneys can't keep up, and they start to break down because there's too much protein in the system.
Right.
And, you know, this can cause you to start being very fatigued, weak. You can have heart palpitations, whole nine yards. So when people play this kind of a game where they're letting their body break down, because the body has to get the energy from somewhere.
Yeah.
So it starts to break down the protein at a very, very high rate.
Right.
Okay, well, I see already this is going to have to be a part one and part two of this show. Because I want to start there, because now you make me want to look at
Rambo.
Not only that, but it's some of these other things that people are doing that are wrong.
I had a client
What people are doing that's wrong. So this, you would not recommend certainly the, what was the diet you just talked about, Carla?
The lemonade diet, I think they call it.
And I like what's in that from a standpoint of the carbohydrate. We talk about the healing properties of honey.
Right. Uh-huh.
Fantastic stuff.
Yeah, I just add.
But you just need to have that protein in there. Well, you know, and the simple, that's why I asked about milk.
Yeah.
Found out that in 1 8-ounce glass of milk, you could have 8 grams of protein.
Right.
You know, and I was reading an article last night, Carla, you can weigh in on this. They say that if you're working out intense strength training, you need at least 1 gram of protein in your body per body weight.
That's right.
So I weigh like 220. I need to get like 220 grams of protein in my body the day that I work heavy like that.
That's right.
That's a lot.
The formula is supposed to be for an athlete, bodybuilder, fitness person, guru, 1.5 gram per pound of what you weigh.
That's incredible.
1.5. That's what it's supposed to be. Now, if you put it through Google or something like that, the recommendation is going to be like 0.5. six.
Yeah, because they know it's really hard for people to keep it
right.
up.
Right. So what they're doing is they want to be safe. You know, fitness people, we do all this other, this tricky stuff that we know we can get away with. You shouldn't do it if you don't know what you're doing.
Well, most people don't, but that's the thing about, because here's how these things always come up. My girlfriend,
right?
She did the work, and she lost the weight. So the only thing that they saw was that they lost the weight.
They lost the weight.
So this, like this cayenne and water diet. Thing.
Yeah, cayenne pepper, lemon, lemonade or lemon, and what else is in it? Honey. And if you were to add some, I guess, add some protein, I suppose it would be, you would have all your nutrients. You'd have your protein, your carbohydrates.
So that would be safe, you're saying?
You wouldn't have any fats in it, but then in the presence of no fat, I mean of lemon. When you don't have fat, the body will take the sugar, which is the honey, and turn it into fat. So, yeah, it would be safe. What I don't like about it is not doable as a way of life. And as soon as you come off of it, you haven't practiced.
Totally,
and so the weight is going to come back, but it will make you look good. Like Beyonce looks great for her 20.
No, stop that.
It was her 25th birthday.
Okay, but stop that. And don't tell people that if they drink it, it's going to make them look like Beyonce. Because that's not going to happen.
Okay.
You can't go buy some lemons and honey.
She looked awesome.
She did something because she still had a tone to her. You
she's
know,
dancing.
But not having, afterwards, obviously. I don't think she was dancing while she was doing the lemonade. I don't know how she can keep that up
that.
Because at the rate that she probably been tearing up those muscle fibers, not having any building blocks to build them back
worth?
Up, there's no way.
Yeah.
Huh?
You know, she found some, you know, they. I'm just saying, you know, when you got that those kind of means, she didn't do that without consulting someone who gave her, whether it be the protein and some of these other things that you would need to sustain herself.
Yeah.
If it wasn't. You know, and don't be surprised because everybody's doing it out there in L.A. There could be some hormone stuff they were doing.
Oh, yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
Steroid,
HGH. So that could have been the case because that's how everybody's trimming down, too.
Oh, yeah.
And they might be saying they're doing something, but they're doing the HGH, Arnold Schwarzenegger and company, and all those movies that they did. But when we come back, I do want to – we're going to have to do this in a couple of parts.
Yeah.
Because I want to talk about the things that people should not do, but – if there's something they can do to augment it, for example, I hear this cayenne diet, which I do know works, but if someone can add protein pill or something like that with it and it'd be all right with you guys, that's fine. But there's a lot of stuff that's going on here that we're not talking about. Plus, we got a hold on player going to talk about as well. Richard Sherman of the Seattle Seahawks has been the rage of the world.
And, boy,
wow. That's all I'll say is wow.
Don't open your mouth and talk about the best.
I'm Jamie Dukes, retired NFL player and current NFL Network analyst. The diseases of excess weight are taking a toll on the brown community, which includes African Americans, Mexican, Latino, and individuals of Asian descent. That's why the AARP's multicultural outreach is taking the lead to provide you with relevant tools like Chatrasize. You know, the AARP is more than just discounts. Did you know the AARP has cutting-edge programs to help boomers take the first steps towards financial freedom? We can help you devise a strategy to manage your money, control your mortgage debt, control consumer debt, and give you the strategy to maintain healthy credit. Boomers, it's time to learn everything AARP has to offer. Log on to AARP.org and make that first step today.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me. Don't you open your mouth about the best.
And welcome back to Ask Fat Doctors, Jamie Dukes, Dr. Braxton Cosby. Carla Fields in the house along with my man, Rob Calloway.
You forgot the doctor.
Oh, is it Dr. Calloway?
So quickly, let me ask you this before we get into the hold on player of the week. So what do you what are people doing that you recommend they stay away from that you're hearing on the streets?
I'm okay with the high protein diets and the low carb. Let's just try to get that. Let's settle in with that type of a mindset to slowly pull off some of these extra calories on a daily basis.
Carla?
Yep, ditto. That's the best way to do it. Anything else, I think it's just going to be short term. And if you get it off, you're going to end up putting it back on. There's everything out there. You got the HCG, and you've got this, I'm going to just kind of like starve myself for a couple of days. People are actually just not eating at all. All of that stuff is not, it's just going to come back to haunt you. So if you really want to lose lose weight, you definitely got to exercise. But even if you didn't and you had protein and vegetables and you cut the carbs, it's going to fall off of you just by getting up and being active. The body burns 1,300 calories if you just get up and go to work.
All right, now it's time for our hold-on player. You heard it coming in. You heard the sound of Richard Sherman, who, congratulations, first of all, to Seattle for making the Super Bowl along with the Denver Broncos. But that disturbed me. Now, I understand. I've been in the league. I've been around the NFL for, I guess, 20-plus years now. Mm-hmm. And I've been in a lot of locker rooms, and I've seen a lot of stuff. And I've never seen the rage that was kind of showed in that interview. I understand being excited, but Rob, you seem to think it was just no big deal.
Yeah, because I remember this one particular moment in the NFL that happened right here in Atlanta, where this guy, I think his name is Deion Lewin Sanders, if I'm not mistaken, said, "This is my house. Built this house for me."
That was not different.
I mean, it was post game.
That's completely different.
That was right after he and Ryzen got through throwing blows on the field.
That was completely different. How? Than this? My problem is I didn't have a problem with him saying.
Then what's your problem with?
No. I was worried about the rage. I'm worrying about this. If this game made you have that kind of outburst, because I've seen him do post game interviews before.
That's what the young folks call being turned up.
He was turned all the way. I put it like this. If it was just no big deal, why, one, did he apologize for the tone of it? Everybody in the organization, the folks tell him,
the heat of the moment.
No. But dude, my point is I live by one rule. Don't scare the natives. You've heard me talk about this before. Whatever you do, don't scare the natives.
Who are you talking about, Jamie?
Exactly. Well, she did. Aaron Andrews, everybody's attacking her. Because, first of all, she asks him a question. And then he goes off on some crazy diatribe. So she's trying to clean it up and say, okay, so tell the people at home, stupid, angry black guy.
Yeah. Well, I think she was in shock. Who talking about you?
She said, I didn't talk about you.
I almost thought, man, I said, does Andrew think he was talking about it?
But hang on now. But what you think,
thought.
Well, when did I say that? You got me confused with some other blonde.
I love it.
Well, that's fine, but it's easy for you to love. That's cool. But here's my main concern. And that's what I tell people.
Now they're calling him a thug, though.
I got a problem with that.
That's like undercover N-word.
That's cold. Yeah. And that's what I have a problem with, too. But see, the problem I have is that rage and that little moment of time that we saw, call it what you will, I got to watch him now. I got to say, okay, because... You know, the first thing that came to my mind was, if this enraged you like that, make sure you're faithful to your woman. Don't ever get caught out, because can't nobody twist you around like your woman. Mm-hmm. Okay, or your man, I'm sorry, because you never know.
Never know.
You
know,
can't nobody twist you around
like your other.
Your other. You know what I'm saying? And so if you were reacting like this over a game, and he was out of control for whatever it was, 30 seconds or whatever it is. But sometimes it don't take that long.
Yeah.
That's what concerned me most. I didn't have a problem with a word that he said.
I guess I didn't look at it like that.
I know, but that's how I look at it.
Because he's seen so much. You know, like Jamie's point, Jamie said he's seen a lot of stuff. And he's saying that he hadn't seen nothing like this. So he's going to the next level. Because I was like, I was just like, hey, I can understand. I saw a lot of anger. And a lot of, you know, I'm finally arrived. Don't try me. It felt like the kids, you know, in a playground talking trash. Right. Don't try me. Don't try me. You know. And then I just saw it kind of come out on this one little 30-second blip, and I was like, "Dang, boy, boy is really angry about something." You know what I mean?
But you did see that. You know, he could have. It could lead to. See, because I always tell people this. You know, most people watch sports. I lived it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know the words. So I'm always working with guys. I know the telltale signs of somebody beating his girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or doing drugs and all those other things. So that's the only prism I can see sports in.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I live it. So that's why, you know, it kind of freaked me out a little bit. So,
wow.
Rob, I'll give you the last word.
I love you. Don't open your mouth up about the best. That's all I'm saying.
Thanks for tuning in to Ask the Fat Doctors right here on News Talk 1380. Okay.